You're listening to the BCHL Podcast.
Dragging to the middle, Gendron centered it, they score! What a beautiful goal! Lucarelli scores! Anthony Lucarelli, the Kings win in overtime!
Trent Wilson in alone, he scores!
Block with a pass forward for Mackey, in on goal, scores!
Into the deep slot, pulls it back, fires it, he scores! 3 seconds left!
Here's Chubby for three, scores!
Hey there, welcome to the BCHL Podcast. I am your host, Jesse Adamson. We are back with a brand new episode, second week in a row with a brand new episode. Last week we had a jam-packed three-guest show. This week we've got two guests, and it's two people that have really been making some news as of last weekend in the league. First up, our opening conversation is with Penticton V's goaltender, Will Ingman. And he made news last weekend in the V's win over the Langley Rivermen by setting the BCHL's all-time longest shutout streak. His streak ended at 260 minutes and 9 seconds. It spanned over 6 games, 4 straight shutouts, and he beat a record that had stood since 2012, previously held by Powell River Kings goalie Jonah Imu. And keeping with the goaltending theme, it's all goalies this show, we also spoke with Chilliwack Chiefs goaltender Vladimir Nikitin. And the reason we wanted to get Vladimir on was because Vladimir Nikitin scored a goal last weekend. He tossed a puck the length of the ice while the team was up two and shorthanded with the opposing goalie pulled. And he scored the first goalie goal in the BCHL since the preseason last year, and in the regular season going back even farther than that. So with all that being said, let's tee up our first conversation. I mentioned it is with Penticton V's goalie, Will Ingman. Beyond the record-setting weekend and record-setting stretch of games that he's had, we also touch on why he wanted to come play in the BCHL, kind of his pre-existing knowledge of the goaltending history that the V's have had over the past decade or so, just pumping out high-end college hockey goaltenders year in and year out. And then, of course, get into the outlook for the team this season and the playoffs coming up. So lots to cover with Will. So let's not waste any more time. Here is our conversation with Penticton V's goalie, Will Ingman. All right, Will. Well, it's been a pretty big few weeks for you. This past Friday, you set the BCHL's record for the longest shutout streak. It ended at 260 minutes and 9 seconds without giving up a goal. That's 4 straight shutouts that spans over 6 different games. So what was it like for you to be kind of in the zone like that and just stopping so many pucks and playing so well? How did it feel in the crease night in and night out?
You know, I felt very comfortable in there. Felt calm and just felt like I was seeing everything and tracking everything well. So, yeah, I felt really good.
So what did it mean to you to be able to break that record? You know, the BCHL has had a lot of good goalies over the years. So just to be able to set that record, to be able to get that kind of recognition, what did it mean to you?
Well, I'm pretty honored to receive the award. It's a really cool award, not just for me, but for the team. I mean, everyone helped get that award. You know, it's not just me. But yeah, it's very cool to receive the award. But yeah, I put a lot of hard work in to get results, and it was nice to get some results.
So speaking of results, it's been a pretty great year for you in general. You got a 25-3 record. You lead the league with a 1.8 goals against average. You're second in the league with a 922 save percentage. You got the most shutouts with 6. Obviously, it's gone well. But from your perspective, in your own words, how have you felt your first season in the BCHL has gone so far?
Yeah, I feel like it's been gone pretty well. But I mean, I've had to learn things throughout the season. I mean, it hasn't always been sunshine and rainbows the whole time. So, I mean, I've had some pretty big learning points that I've, you know, had to, you know, adjust a few things, how I, you know, prepare maybe, like like maybe I was doing a little too much, so I had to dial back in the gym. Just stuff like that. I've had to learn, and the coach has been great by helping me, you know, make the adjustment. And yeah, so it's been going pretty well so far. So
the V's have quite a reputation over the past decade plus for developing high-end goalies that go on to have success in college hockey. Like, just thinking about recent years, you have guys like Jack LaFontaine, who came through Penticton, then eventually won the Mike Richter Award for college hockey top goalie. You got Adam Scheel in recent years as well. Luca DePasco was great for them last year. So how much did you know about the team's goaltending history before this year?
Well, once they reached out and we started talking, I started learning about their history and all the great things that have been accomplished here with the players and the team. And yeah, I mean, our goalie coach here, Jesse Poulos, he does a great job with me and the goalies. We're out on the ice 2 times a week, for about like an hour, just doing goalie ice, and then we do film after each game. So, I mean, he does a great job, and they really do work on developing goalies here to get, not even just goalies, just players. They do a great job developing everyone here, get ready for the next stage and how to learn to like be a pro.
So beyond that reputation the V's have for goalies, and obviously that speaks for itself, what else was it that drew you to Penticton and made you want to come out to the BCHL, come to Penticton specifically for the next part of your career?
Well, it's a great spot here, great city, great town. Everyone here knows hockey, and they all love the V's and come support the V's, but mainly, I mean, the coach staff here is great, and how they run this program, and Fred's been doing it for a while, and he knows every bits and piece of how to win. And yeah, I mean, he develops great players from here. I mean, so it was pretty much a no-brainer when we started talking, and I learned about their history and all that. I'm like, okay, this is a great spot to go to, and yeah, I'm very fortunate to be here.
So you come from the state of Minnesota, which is a pretty hockey crazy area. Specifically, yep. Minnesota high school hockey is a really big deal as well. And you played in that environment. You played a few years at Wayzata High. So what was your experience like coming up and playing hockey in that environment, in that area?
I mean, yeah. I mean, everyone in Minnesota loves hockey and breathes hockey. So I mean, it wasn't too big of an adjustment coming here with like that everyone knows hockey, but like obviously the pace is definitely faster here. But yeah, I mean, high school hockey is amazing. I mean, you have all the fans at the game. And I mean, right now the state tournament's going on. They're filling up the NHL rink. So you kind of learn to play in front of big crowds. Like Penticton always gets good crowds here. So yeah.
So this is your rookie season in the league, but you did get a few games in of junior hockey last year. You played a handful of games, 9 regular season, 2 in the playoffs for St. Cloud of the North American Hockey League last year. What did that do for you this year? Did getting into those games help at all when it came time to start your BCHL season? At least you had a little bit of experience in junior hockey. What did that do for you?
Yeah, sure. It helped a lot. I mean, I played there before and after my high school season. And I just learned the pace of play. I mean, it's definitely faster than high school, but, you know, the pace of play in juniors is faster. And obviously, here in the BCHL, it's a little faster, too. So, I mean, that helped me make the first step. But then when I got here, I had to make another step and adjust the pace. But it definitely helped bridge the gap from going straight from high school to BCHL.
I want to ask you about one of your goaltending partners, Andrew Ness. He's also having a really good year as well. You've played more games than him this year, but it does seem like you two are able to split duties for the most part and make sure you're fresh for your starts. So what's it been like working with Andrew, and what does it do for you knowing that you have someone so reliable to fill in for you whenever it's needed?
Yeah, it's been great working with Andrew. We're really close. We always spend time together, especially like on the road. In our hotel rooms, we just have super long talks. We bond really well together. And on the ice, we push each other a lot too. I mean, it's been really good with him so far. And yeah, I'm glad to have him as a partner.
So as you know well, the V's are back-to-back Fred Page Cup champions and back-to-back regular season champions as well. Last year's team that won it, they had so many returning players from the year before. And this year's been a lot different. It's been only a couple guys back from that championship team last year. So you guys are essentially starting from scratch, but you still do have those expectations from carrying over from the two seasons before. So how do you guys handle that as the new players on the team, most of you new to the league, new to the city, but still having those expectations and that winning culture? How do you handle those kind of expectations?
Yeah, sure. I mean, at the beginning of the season, everyone comes in. You definitely feel that, like, oh, we got to have a unreal season to kind of keep following what they did the past 2 years. But we kind of learned, like, for our own success, we just got to focus on ourselves and having a great season, and things will fall into place. But, I mean, I feel like guys have really adapted to it, and we've all bonded together well, and like we're playing really well, and we're happy with where we're at right now.
Yeah, like I mentioned, it's only a couple guys back from that team, Callum Arnett, Thomas Pichette. What did those guys do for you in the dressing room? A couple guys that have been through it, been through a long regular season, won a championship. Like, how much do you rely on them for leadership in the room and on the ice, considering they're experienced and they've won before?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they help us out a lot. I mean, they've been through it all, so they help guide us, you know, like, especially like when we have those like long weekends, you know, they help like what we should be doing, you know. I mean, they've gone to playoffs 7-game series. Not many guys have done that. So they're helping us, you know, like get ready for that and expectations and all of that. But yeah, they've been great with, you know, kind of help leading us to feel comfortable and stuff.
So beyond your BCHL career, whenever that does wrap up, you're committed to the University of St. Thomas. That's back in your home state. It's in St. Paul, Minnesota. So obviously that probably played into it as well, your reason for committing there. But what else went into the decision to commit to play your college hockey at St. Thomas?
Just the plan they have set out for me, and the coaching staff there is great. Great people, and I mean, it was close to home, and they have the new rinks being built, and they've just been they're just starting, and they've already done really well the past 3 years. They're getting better and better, and it was pretty much a no-brainer when they offered me and it showed me the plan that they have set out for me.
So last question for you. I don't really need to ask what the expectation and the goal is for this year. It's obviously your back-to-back champions, you're first place in your conference right now, you're battling for first place overall in the league. Safe to assume the main goal for the team is to win a championship. So if that were to happen, obviously a lot has to happen in between now and then, but if you were to pull it off and pull off the three-peat and win another championship in Penticton, and what would it mean for you and your teammates?
It would mean the world to us. I mean, we've been working hard day in and day out. I mean, all we talk about, winning the Fred Page Cup. So it'd be really cool to bring it back to the city again, and just for all of us to experience what the past two teams have felt. And yeah, it'd be really cool.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it a lot. And congrats on setting the record last weekend, and best of luck to you and your teammates the rest of the season here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Huge thanks to Will Ingeman for the time. All right, next up, let's speak with Chilliwack Chiefs goaltender Vladimir Nikitin. Nikitin scored a goal last weekend, the rare goalie goal, as he put a puck the length of the ice while his team was up 3-1 in the final minutes against the Alberni Valley Bulldogs. And it was quite the scene as the puck went in. The broadcast camera cut to the bench, and the whole bench was going crazy and celebrating, and of course players mobbing him on the ice. It was quite the scene. So a great moment for Nikitin, a great moment for the team as well. So of course wanted to speak with him about that, but there's lots more to his story. He is a Kazakhstan born and raised goaltender. He has experience playing internationally for Kazakhstan. Most recently competed in the Division 1A World Junior Championships, where he led his team to a gold medal. He was named the tournament's top goaltender, and it really seemed to turn his play around as well. He had had an average start in his first couple months in the BCHL. Obviously tough making the transition coming from playing in Kazakhstan all of his life to traveling all the way to BC. But he's really been on a tear since then, won 9 of 11 starts, and his numbers are way up there since that time with the league leader. So talk to him about that. Also talk to him. He's an NHL draft pick. He was selected by the Ottawa Senators in the 7th round of last year's draft. So we talked to Vladimir about all of that and more. So here's our conversation with Chilliwack Chiefs goalie Vladimir Nikitin. All right, Vlad. Well, a big week for you. You scored the goalie goal the other night. It's the first time it's been done in the BCHL in the regular season for a while. It was done once in the preseason last year. But just walk me through the play, how it came together.
Thank you so much. It's he scored. I feel so amazing, guys. It's every time. Congrats me. It's tell me Vova, you're the best. Vova, it's very experienced. It's very good experience for me. I think so. His memories, I remember a life.
So I think my favorite part of the whole thing was seeing the reaction from your teammates. I'm sure you've seen the video. The bench was going crazy. They looked like they had just won game 7 of a playoff series. Everyone was going crazy on the ice. How was it for you kind of being in the middle of the mob and the person that caused all that joy from the team?
I don't understand. It's I score. I see puck. Before I shoot, I try. It's first time, it's so close, Yeah, after I think, why not? It's puck on me, okay, try more time, it's score. I don't know, I want celebration, no, I don't want it celebration, I don't know why. I don't remember what I feel, no, I feel so good. The teammates call me, it's amazing.
Have you ever scored a goal before in any other level?
No, it's my first goal.
Nice. So you guys had a 2-goal lead at the time. Would you have tried that if it was just a 1-goal game?
Yeah.
You would have tried it. Nice.
Yeah. I hope so. Maybe more. Why not?
Is it anything, do you ever work on that in practice, you and the other goalies, just maybe messing around at the end of practice, trying to shoot to the other end? Is it something that you've worked on at all?
Yeah, sometimes we go early, it's before players and shooting.
So I want to move on from that. Obviously, there's been a lot of other stuff going on for you this year. One thing I'm sure was a highlight for you was you playing for Kazakhstan at the Division 1A World Juniors in December. You won gold there. You were the tournament's top goalie, top player on your team. Just for you experiencing that, what was it like being a part of that tournament?
His tournament, I go with after maybe 8 games, it's from BCHL. No, I think so. His BCHL level a little different. It's World Juniors D1. Yeah, I go, it's first time, it's first experience. It's big ice, big ring. It's so slow. It's no, you see every puck come you. It's always at his. Small ring, it's so fast, and every time players screen me, I go, teammates very help me, I little saves, it's win.
So when you came back from the tournament, it really seemed like your game reached another level. You've been really, really good since you came back from the tournament. I think you've won 9 of your 11 starts since coming back. So why do you think you were able to play even better since you've been back from the tournament? Your BCHL game has gotten even better.
I think so. Little miss parents and I miss friend. I go Kazakhstan, I see my friends, I see my parents. Before it's my language not very good. No, right now it's no good. No, a little better. Easy talking, guys. It's right now. Mentality is good. My mentality is good. It's I don't miss parents. I don't miss friends. It's every time talk. Guys help me every time. It's support me. Team staff every time support me. It's right now just fun. Just enjoy stay here.
Well, I will say your English is very good. You're doing great. So in the summertime, going back a little bit, you were drafted by the Ottawa Senators at the 2023 NHL entry draft. So what was that like for you? Obviously, probably a pretty exciting moment.
Yeah, it's I don't know why I drafted. It's Kazakhstan. It's the last 20 years. It's maybe drafted. It's three players. It's so... I won't drafted before. No, I don't think it's Arrow draft me. It's I watch draft. It's only Arrow pick and Carolina. I so happy it's Arrow pick me. It's so amazing. It's so good.
So since that's happened, do you talk with the team at all, or are you in communication with Ottawa during the season? Do they give you any advice or anything like that, or do they just kind of let you do your own thing and leave you alone?
Yeah, sometimes I talk. It's coach, goalie coach, and scouts. Sometimes watch my games. It's good play, no good play, and maybe no last. Last week, Arrow scout come here. It's talking for me. It's maybe 13 minutes. Yeah, it's ask how are you doing here. It's how I feel. Yeah, it's good. It's sometimes talk.
Okay. Last question for you, and I'll let you go. So obviously, the goal for a lot of BCHL players is to get an NCAA scholarship and play college hockey. Is that a goal of yours? Is that what you're trying to do as well? Is that maybe the next step in your career is to go play college hockey?
Yeah, maybe. Yes, it's no. Right now I focused his season. It's I want to win cup. After season I go think it's what I go.
Okay. Well, Vladimir, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time, and congrats on the goalie goal, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, that does it. Another episode of the podcast in the books. Thanks to both of my guests, Vladimir Nikitin, who you just heard from. Thanks to Will Ingeman, who we talked to at the start. It's the most exciting time of the year in the BCHL. It's almost the playoffs. So be sure to follow along closely on our social media at BC Hockey League on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Our website is bchl.ca. It's the best way to follow things in the final weeks of the regular season as we finish out March and then eventually start the playoffs. And first round of the playoffs are set to start on April 5th. The league recently announced the playoff format for the Alberta division. So they're competing in a separate postseason with all five teams making the playoffs. And then the winner will play the BC champion in a year-end series. So all that information, if you want more details about that, post it at bchl.ca and on our social media. All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.